This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, thank you very much for that fantastic welcome. And can I say, Majority Leader McConnell, Mr. Speaker, distinguished members of the Senate and representatives of the House, I would like to thank Congress and the Congressional Institute for the invitation to be here today. The opportunity to visit the United States is always special. And to be invited to be the first serving head of government to address this important conference is an honour indeed. I defy any person to travel to this great country at any time and not to be inspired by its promise and its example. For more than two centuries, the very idea of America, drawn from history and given written form in a small hall not far from here, has lit up the world. That idea, that all are created equal and that all are born free, has never been surpassed in the long history of political thought.
You know, and what makes that idea so powerful is that it's a God-given idea, lest we forget. You know, we mire that down or it gets homogenized or, you know, in a sense, tapped down a bit because, we want to perceive it as some sort of political thought. But that comes from God. And that's what makes it so powerful, Scott. And why this light shines so brightly at, you know, varying times. And I would say that it shines brighter the closer that this country corporately is toward God. I think one of the things that are being greatly overlooked about the forgotten man and woman is the spiritual roots of the forgotten man and woman. You know, Main Street America that you drive down and you see churches on every corner. Now, you can be critical of churches and say, well, you know, are they doing, you know, what it is that they've been commanded to do and, you know, that sort of thing. I mean, hey, that's the nature, I think, of the whole Protestant Reformation movement is they've always asked questions. And have challenged the body politic of the church. But by and large, I mean, it is God's chosen agent for good. And when it is operational, a lot of things come to the light. And I think that, you know, what you're seeing, you know, based on our conversation with Abby Johnson yesterday, the former Planned Parenthood director, and what she's gone through, what many women are waking up to, and I include men in that as well. Because I know the movement says, oh, it's my body and my way and my choice and that sort of thing. Well, look, men are part of it. You know, you're just not all by yourself, you know, creating life. I believe in some cases the stories abound and they run the entire gamut of, you know, as one person said that, you know, some guys are, you know, complicit in this and put pressure on women to abort, you know, their child.
Well, maybe that's part of the problem. For so long, we were looked as to, obviously, it takes two to tango, as they say. But for the longest time, there was guys that weren't stepping up to the plate. And trust me, if two people are there and the woman says, hey, I'm going to have a baby, if the guy is worth anything, he's going to stand up and say, well, okay, we're going to have a baby.
Right. Yeah, he's going to step up. And you're exactly right. And the thing is, it's counter the culture right now. I mean, it has been. I mean, this is how we got up to aborting 60 million babies, is there's some casualness to it. You have the situation where some guys didn't step up. And, you know, and like I said, it runs the entire spectrum of, well, this isn't, you know, I really wanted a boy, not a girl. Bad time, you know, I didn't get that promotion I expect. I mean, you know, whatever excuse. And we toss away life like it's nothing. But I'm telling you, you read these stories, too, of, you know, like Kermit Gosnell and how that's all coming to light again. It is really amazing, you know, the culture war that we have gone through. and the price that we, the people, are paying for it. And think you not, we're paying because we're reaping exactly what we've sown. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. We got Bruce Thatcher with us right now, author of the book, which was then, and I still say is breakthrough even now. It is such an excellent example and will give you the historical information that you need to have to look at this immigration issue. The broken immigration problem that we have here in this country, as dysfunctional as it is. His book titled Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. Bruce is also the founder of History Speaks Today, a project dedicated to sharing lessons learned from history to help us avoid making the same mistakes. Why not? What a novel concept, Bruce Thatcher. You're just way too reasonable. That's the problem, I think, huh?
Everybody pays close attention always, you know it.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, I'll tell you, I think Donald Trump has been paying close attention to some of the things that you've been talking about and been sharing for a long time, yelling from the rooftops, relevant to our immigration issue and some practical things. You know, like let's call time out first and, you know, get our hands and arms around this refugee problem and what has happened to our country. Particularly in the last, I'd say the last 2 decades, been quite dramatic, Bruce.
It has been quite dramatic, and the last 2 decades, and even longer back, one of the things that's marked our immigration policy and practice is that we don't enforce it, and that's the problems that come from that have just spiraled up and grown and become almost, seeming to many people, insurmountable. I was excited, really excited, when I heard of the 2 executive orders earlier this week on border security and immigration enforcement. And I went, I not only listened to it very carefully and heard the reporters and the pundits sing out that we're going to build a fence or Trump's going to build a fence and then sing out all the reasons why he couldn't and why that won't work still. And the other factors that he put in there, stop and release, I went and downloaded the text of both of those executive orders.
Right.
Because I wanted to see if they really said what was on the news.
Mm-hmm.
And they do. They really say it. They say a lot more also. And what's most interesting to me and most encouraging to me is that those 2 executive orders are wholly consistent with Trump's immigration plan published on his website and his August 31st speech with his 10 points of immigration. I went right down that speech of those points and said, he's covered this, he's covered this, he's covered this. The executive orders right now are all about enforcing existing laws.
That's what I was going to say, Bruce, is that, you know, what's novel about this? I mean, it's like, well, we already have a law for this, so we don't need to reinvent the wheel. We just need to start using the wheel, right?
That's right. And these carefully are directed that way. Every one of the actions in these executive orders refers back to an existing law, cites it as the basis for the action he's ordering. And it's almost astounding when you read it to say, oh my gosh, why do we have to have an executive order to enforce the laws? You'd think that'd be normal, but it has not been normal.
Because we needed to counter the executive order that said, don't enforce the law.
That's exactly right.
Right?
I've broken down these things into four categories, and one of them is countermanding, exactly as you said, those executive orders that said don't enforce the law. And specifically, not all of them, by the way. Some more is coming, maybe next week. But breaking down the executive orders that are countermanded, catch and release at the border, for instance, that's no more. That's ended. Block mass applications of this executive parole and asylum provisions, which are specifically directed to be on a case-by-case basis but have been used over the last 8 years in mass for whole categories. The Secure Communities Program, again, being reactivated, the priority of the PEP program is canceled. And the executive order is canceling the 287G programs, which are hugely successful. They were hugely successful cooperative programs with state and local agencies. Well, those executive orders of the Obama administration have just been canceled.
Mm-hmm.
And lets the laws be enforced if we will. The orders are reactivating. That's probably the wrong term, but they're saying, okay, now we're also going to do things that have been authorized by Congress, but haven't been done, or at least haven't been done very much. And of course, the big deal is the fence at the border.
Right.
This funding, some fence has been built, maybe 600 miles or so of it, but 1,200 miles of the border are not protected with any fencing of any kind. So Trump says, we're going to do what the law says. We're going to start building it again, and we'll request funding as we need it to get this done.
This border wall, Bruce, this says a lot. I mean, when you think about what the globalists are doing and how they're resisting this, and the people that are anti-populist, their reaction, I mean, it tells you that this wall signifies a lot more than what people are able to talk about.
Well, I think you're right. I think the wall, and you refer to globalism, which is a serious issue in this country covering many, many, many fields. Globalism versus nationalism, and we have a lot of people throughout the world and in this country who think nationalism is an obsolete concept and a bad concept, and they want globalism in its finest idealistic form that says, okay, we're just one world community, and everybody should be as free in that community to go and do whatever they want anywhere, and we're going to do everything we can to make the United States part of that global community by breaking down all of our barriers, letting anybody come in. And the people who argue this cannot possibly be really thinking about all the ramifications of that.
Well, there's no consideration of evil and bad players in this deal, Bruce. I mean, if we're all singing from the same hymnal and we know all 56 verses of Kumbaya, that's one thing. It's not happening. It can't even happen in the Middle East. How in the heck is it going to happen here in the United States?
And the proponents somehow or other shut their eyes and say we are all singing from the same hymnal. Everybody in the world thinks exactly the way we do.
Well,
and they don't.
Well, listen to the Prime Minister from England, what she is saying. Listen to, and watch what's happening in other countries, there is this populist movement that's now being ignited. And I've got some ideas on that, and I want to run them by you when we come back and continue the conversation here, Bruce Thatcher. Bruce Thatcher with us, ladies and gentlemen. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more from Bruce. Stay with us right here on Bill Martinez Live.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
Let freedom ring.
The bedrock of our politics will be a total allegiance to the United States of America. And through our loyalty to our country, we will rediscover our loyalty to each other.
When you open your heart to patriotism, there is no room for prejudice.
Let freedom ring.
I'll tell you, you know what you're hearing here is a CEO in action, a chief executive officer, one that we have been crying out for, I say this country, for a long time. Bruce Thatcher, what CEOs are known to do in businesses is they will take a look at the systems of an organization. If there's dysfunction, they will review it, and they have the ability. It is a God-given ability. It's truly a gift to be able to analyze and say, these are the adjustments that are required. And this is what Donald Trump is gifted to do, and it's the gift that he's giving to America right now. Things that people in the coffee tables across this great country of ours have been discussing, but we just didn't have a cohesive message and a voice that could lead the charge. And of all people, surprisingly, you've got this multi-billionaire who needs this job like he needs a hole in the head, so to speak. And he's adjusting. He's adjusting this country psychologically back to its founding roots.
When you go out and when you look at companies, not just Trump's companies, mm-hmm. but any companies that have sort of gotten lethargic and are not functioning properly, and they bring in a new CEO, and he starts making changes, there's always pain and screaming and hollering, and it's almost always the hollering and pain and screaming is by the people who have
created the problem.
Benefited.
Yeah.
They're the problem, and they're the ones who benefit because they don't have to work or do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think a lot of that is happening under Trump. And I just sort of said, here's a businessman.
Mm-hmm.
Look what he's doing.
Right. Yeah, he's doing what good business people do. They take a look at the system and say, hey, it's not working, it's dysfunctional. Okay, we all know that. Let's get it working. Because what happens in any kind of organization is you go down the road merrily, things are rolling, you're showing profit, things are increasing, you're doing well, and then all of a sudden you make a left, and maybe it's just a soft left turn, nothing radical, and you get down the road a while, and a good CEO, a good manager will come back and say, hey, let's look back, and when we were doing good, what were we doing? Let's go back to do that, and then we'll catch up with things, because they're always changing. There's going to be some adjustments made, and that is counterintuitive of the bureaucracy. The bureaucracy approaches this thing that whatever they decide, Bruce, it's got to be it's an issue of eternal life, like Ronald Reagan put it.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, God forbid that we put something into action, and then we want to change it because we found through the process, kind of like what you're talking about with the immigration process, is that this is a process that we're going to, okay, let's re-implement the law. Let's do that. We got smart people there. They're experienced on the front lines. And we're going to get feedback, and we're going to adjust the law accordingly. What a novel concept.
Some of the most successful business leaders have been those who have really paid attention to what the people down on the floor have to think, because it turns out that the people down on the floor know an awful lot about how things work right and how things don't work right.
Mm-hmm.
And they listen to them. And I think we have now an administration headed by a man who has listened to the people down on the floor,
mm-hmm.
and said, you know what, we need to change, and we need to change a lot of things, and he's doing it. If you the typical growth curve of a product or life curve of a business or an organization proceeds with a lot of excitement and gets to maturity and then declines and things die off. But they don't have to decline as rapidly as they might.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting back to, I think we have a chance.
Yes.
I think we have a chance to get back to founding principles and stop the decline of this great nation of ours.
Exactly. Well, we definitely have been given a second opportunity, God willing, that we're able to see this. It's not so much for ourselves. I think about our kids and our grandkids. you know, what kind of America was being, you know, handed off to them here not that long ago. I mean, it was rather bleak looking.
It was. And you're right. It's not for us. You know, we're going to do all right, you know, for the rest of our lives.
Right.
But kids and grandkids, particularly grandkids and on, they were born. They've been born into a land that was not the country that we had when we were kids and we were growing up. And so they don't have that. They don't even have that as a benchmark to say, gee, here's what it could be.
Mm-hmm.
They start out with a very distorted base.
Mm-hmm. And on top of that, Bruce, here's the reality of what they're dealing with. And then we send them to schools, and at the risk of laying out a broad brush here, and I don't want to insult every instructor at every university or every teacher who is well-meaning and that sort of thing, but I think they're equally frustrated when they see that our country has been hijacked and the curriculum has been formed and fashioned to be anti-American.
I'm working on a new book, and that's one of the very root problems of exactly what we're talking about goes back to the schools and started in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
When the schools started moving away from principles, and they don't even teach founding values anymore. There are exceptions, as you say, but the exceptions are exceptions, and we need to get back to those kinds of things. I sometimes talk to my grandkids and mention some of this stuff, and they just sort of look at me with glazed eyes.
Yeah. Well, the deal is, Bruce, to your whole point, you know, and you had written about this, that the number of immigrants living in the U.S. has increased 810%. And these are a little bit older numbers, but still that number is astronomical at 810% since current immigration policy began in 65. They now comprise 19% of the population, up from 5% in 65. So what's happened is you've got all these immigrants coming in that could care less. In large part, there's no requirement of assimilation anymore. They just come in. And so what happens is you got the tail shaking the dog. The system is trying to accommodate all these different thoughts and ideals, abandoning what the goal of America is all about. So is it any wonder that this has contributed to the morass and the confusion that's experienced now in our country and in the minds of our kids?
We need the immigrants. We can't get along without them, but we need them to assimilate. And we have countenanced and put in place anti-assimilation mechanisms throughout our society, so that immigrants naturally want to cluster together with their own, but they have historically assimilated and become Americans and become part of our country, and that's what we have to have them do to really be valuable and to not completely change the country around.
Exactly. And this is what's happened. And again, at the risk of sounding Islamophobic or, you know, whatever they want to call it here, is that we've got people who've come in and we've got enclaves. We're creating, like in Paris, these no-go zones within the confines of our own country, Bruce.
And we celebrate their things more than we celebrate our own national past.
Well, I'll tell you,
it's going to change. I really do.
I see the move coming back here, and this is going to be an opportunity for people who are in this country. You know, it's that age-old question they used to ask when a stranger came to town, Bruce. They say, "Hey, are you for us or are you against us?" You know. Why not ask that question once again? Bruce Thatcher has been with us, author of the book Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. He knows immigration, and this is why we love to have his insight and his wisdom here. Bruce Thatcher, thank you so much. 28 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
How would you like to pay less taxes?
Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases a lot. lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah.
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Live. You know, welcome back to the revolution. It kind of feels that way, doesn't it? I have this sense, this movement that has been taking place here across this country that has everybody energized. And we have the Prime Minister of England here in the country as well. And she seems, as she says, she's inspired. And I think she's energized with the electricity that has engaged the Beltway. And it's kind of shocked the elites. And it's kind of fun to watch there, Patrick Wood, I got to tell you.
It really is. You've got everybody that kind of wants to suck up, if you will, are coming to do that. And everybody that wants to hate, they're coming out of the woodwork as well.
Well, it is interesting, as you and I were talking about before we came on the air, is that, when you flip the switch and the light comes on, it really exposes a lot of insanity. And I know some people are scratching their head. And I would say reasonable people are going, how did we get here, you know?
I know. We've got an interesting position in the world developing right now with the United States being viewed as becoming more isolationist. Mm. That means that all the other countries in the world essentially now are going to want to gang up on us in particular. Not that they haven't in the past, but now it's really exacerbated. And so there's going to be a really interesting thing developed from this. I think we're going to see things in the next 6 months that we never dreamed that we would see.
Right.
For instance, I think there's a trade war on the horizon, quite honestly.
I do too. I think so. I agree with you.
Yeah. And trade wars often give way to physical wars, to actual wars.
Right.
At least historically. So, the stresses and the forces, it's kind of like the big earthquake they're waiting for in California, right?
Right.
The plates tense against each other,
yes.
And eventually they go snap, and all of a sudden you get a big shock and a big big earthquake out of it. That's kind of the way nation states are doing with each other right now.
Mm-hmm.
No, you bring up a great point here, Patrick. Patrick Wood, ladies and gentlemen, as you recall, he's been with us many times, author, lecturer who studied elite globalization policy since the late 70s when he partnered with the late Anthony C. Sutton to co-author Trilaterals Over Washington. Two volumes there, volumes one and two. He remains a leading expert on the elitist Trilateral Commission, their policies and achievements in creating their self-proclaimed new international economic order. They probably, the elite, see this as just the natural ebb and flow of things to a degree. They're not necessarily panicking, although maybe some people on the fringes are, because they really, I mean, America's been through this before, Patrick. We've just not been able to sustain, principles that are consistent with our founding fathers and our U.S. Constitution, have we?
We haven't. And there's some other things. Other things are changing in the world that many Americans just aren't aware of. And we can see this through the eyes of the United Nations that represents, some 193 nations of the world. Mm-hmm. And we see trends, mega trends forming now, rapidly forming, for instance, that will launch the city and the city state into preeminence in the world instead of the nation state. We're still struggling with nation state issues right now, and rightly so. I think I want to fight for my nation. How I believe about this stuff. But
sure.
while we're struggling with nation state issues, the world body is jettisoning the concept of borders and of nation states and are moving directly to cities as being the building blocks of global society. Well, we need to factor that in. We need to start thinking about that as a policy, as a nation. Where is that going to take us, and what does that mean for us in the global, in the global scene?
Mm-hmm.
Because we can't just withdraw from the world. We are part of the world.
And I don't see us, Patrick, withdrawing from the world. I know, whenever there's any kind of shift, there's any tectonic shift in anything, people get all excited and. All of a sudden their heads that have been in the sand, they look up and they're like that commercial and they start running, and we got a little bit of that activity going on, but I don't see us as becoming so isolated, because the fact of the matter is that this is a global world, but what you're trying to determine is the right, recipe and balance of how do you bring this into play to where it's win-win for America, and it's also win-win for the global community. I think that was the original intent. It's just gotten out of hand where they always thought, well, America's the big guy, they're so wealthy, they really don't need it. So America kept giving and giving to the point that we started sacrificing more. And then you get a guy like Donald Trump, who's pretty practical and business-oriented, going, this is not a good deal,
Yeah, that's right. Well, it isn't. And, the forces that are lining up against us, I've been studying megatrends, for decades now.
Yes.
And I've missed a lot of things, honestly. And, you just try and keep up with stuff. You got to be willing to kind of view things in a different way as you move forward, because the world does change and people, things and movements morph into other things. I think we've seen that. We're seeing that happen right now in a large way. A lot of people in the global elite right now are looking at Donald Trump and they're concluding that if we can't get rid of Trump, then let's get rid of the institution of the president altogether.
Mm.
And, we saw this come out in a book just released this month, actually, by Dr. Parag Khanna, a leading global scholar. He wrote a book called Technocracy in America, Rise of the Infostate. Now, we've talked about technocracy before, right?
More than once.
Now he's brought it. This guy has taken all the gloves off and he says, okay, this really is the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Technocracy in America proposes abolishing the Senate. It proposes creating a committee of presidents rather than just having one president.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be like Switzerland. We want to have a direct technocracy, they call it, where we have a seven presidential committee that runs everything, and they select their own chief, and rotate whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This is crazy talk, but it's their crazy talk. We can't discount this. When the global elite starts pushing for something, and you see it over and over and over again, you have to pay attention to it, because even if you don't agree with it, whatever, if they're they got all the money, right? So when they decide they're going to do something, we have to pay attention to it and factor it into our policies and stuff, how we're going to respond to it. Otherwise, they'll just roll over like a steamroller and we'll be squashed like a bug.
And Patrick, they need a messenger, a device, like a Barack Obama, who is charming and seemingly sincere. And they'll use somebody like that in order to get the masses to, line up and follow the parade. And then next thing you know, we're cooked like the proverbial frogs in the boiling water.
Exactly right.
And we came real close to that. Here now we've gotten a bit of a reprieve, and we'll see if if this new idea, which is the old idea basically, if it can have a chance to really take root and save this country. As I was talking with Bruce Thatcher just a moment ago, a leaning immigration expert, save it not so much for us, but just for our kids and our grandkids.
That's exactly right. Everybody is concerned about our progeny. The other side says the very same thing. They want to save the world with sustainable development, for instance, for our children and grandchildren. And we say, well, we want to save the world for our children and grandchildren. But it's vastly different visions of what that means.
Right.
And how they're going to do it. And actually, one side is lying and the other side is not.
Yeah.
They're disingenuous.
Well, you listen to what the other side says. They're void of freedom. There's no concept of freedom in their deal. If they bring it up, when they try to explain it, they get lost in the weeds and it doesn't make sense. I mean, it's not a real simple, easy term like what we're talking about. When we talk about being free and the values that are consistent with our Constitution, they cannot follow that line of thinking and reasoning, Patrick.
Not at all. You're right. Absolutely.
And that's where they're greatly exposed, and this is all part of the things that you're talking about in terms of a bookmark, in terms of things that you need to be aware of what's being purported on you. I mean, this is the information age and the age of fake news and propaganda you talk about resurgence that's on the rise as well, right?
Oh, my. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about 10 storylines that shaped the urban debate in 2016. Patrick Wood is with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live, coming about just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
You got the invitation, you got the right address. You need some medication, the answer's always yes. A little chance encounter could be the one you've waited for. Just squeeze a bit more. Tonight we're on a mission, tonight's the casting call. This is the real audition.
Oh God, help us all.
You make the right impression, then everybody knows your name.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, you not only listen, but you dance, right? To La La Land. 14 nominations for the Oscar, huh? How much fun is that? Great movie. Good fun. Little La La Land music to bring us back to Patrick Wood at 14. Before the top of the hour, Patrick, author, lecturer, who studied elite globalization policies since the late 70s. Patrick, I hope people listen to your warning here in talking about these global elites. They see the movement that's happening not only in this country, but around the world, dare I say. And I would even suggest, and this is one thing I was going to run by you and your expertise here, is that I believe that there are some tentacles of this populist movement that was exhibited in the Arab Spring. They weren't able to do much with it. They just went into the default mode of what they're used to and what they've been indoctrinated in. So it's not a big surprise there. But again, you know, from that, then you have, you know, Brexit, and you've got other states in the European Union, other countries in the European Union that are looking at England going, woo, why not us? And, you know, and with this pending trade agreement that could come down that I think could be pretty exciting and quite definitive between the United States and England here as they ease out. And this is something that Theresa May is negotiating with Trump, and she does this. And you know, with a sentiment that was anti-Brexit. I mean, she wanted to stay in the European Union, but she's starting to see some opportunity in them Thar Hills. What do you think?
Well, politicians are that way. You know, they can read the landscape as well as anybody else, I suppose. And when they see something that's a better advantage to them, they're going to take it. And I think that's what's happened here. I mean, nobody expected Trump to win, but now that he did, he's the real deal. He is here, whether you like it or not.
Right.
So, you know, all kinds of people that were unlikely friends or would-be friends of Trump are now all of a sudden his best friends.
Exactly. Yeah, they're tweeting with him. I know it's kind of.
I know.
And meanwhile, then you got the pundits that are just, you know, so behind the curve, and they're so out of step with what's happening. But even the global elites, as you mentioned, Pat, that they get it. And so what are they doing? They're saying, hey, look, at if people are moving to a populist movement, we're going to give them our version of a populist, you know, ideal and idealism, right?
Well, it is. And here's the thing. The global elite are in process of leapfrogging what we're all discussing right now. I think they're, you know, they're master chess players. I have to say that. Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote a book one time called The Grand Chessboard. Mm. And people should pay attention to that kind of thinking. They're always thinking three and four moves ahead of themselves and ahead of the rest of the world.
Right.
So as we look at what's going on, one of the big megatrends is that there's a deconstruction of nationalism around the world. And the, in other words, the idea of the nation state is being downgraded. It's being ripped away. That's partly what Arab Spring was about, is, you know, reducing the concept of national sovereignty. And they did a pretty good job because the Middle East is a wreck, train wreck right now.
Exactly.
Europe is by and large a train wreck right now. And, you know, they're trying to do the same thing to America. They have been. And they'd like to see us without borders altogether. Well, that's going to change for a while because we're going to have a wall now, perhaps, on our southern border.
Exactly.
But, you know, what the global elite is looking at right now is a global system that's going to be driven by mega cities rather than nation states. I this is crazy talk, I realize, and I don't agree with it whatsoever, but this is what is foremost in their mind right now. This is what they're pushing for. The combined weight of the United Nations is pushing for this as well. And it's absolutely at odds. It's at loggerheads and at odds with the concept of the nation state and the total concept of America as well.
Exactly. And Pat, I know there's people out there going, why? Why would they do this? Yeah.
Because they want the world. That's why.
It's that simple, ladies and gentlemen. And you think not. You think they're up in their ivory towers looking upon, you know, the minions of the world as if, you know, they really sincerely believe that they got all the goods. They're the smartest people in the room. And if only they could control the universe, you know, all would be well here in La La Land.
Well, yeah, they'd like to probably control the sun and the moon, too, but they haven't figured that one out yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you're dealing with huge egos. You're dealing with a lot of evil as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you figure that the whole concept of the United Nations was sustainable development and green economy, which really is technocracy that we've discussed from the 1930s, technocracy proposes to take over all the resources of the world and create a scientifically managed society. And this is what they're trying to do. Science is overlaying itself, pseudoscience, excuse me, is overlaying itself on the global system to say, well, if science says you should do this, well, you should just obey and do it.
Right.
And the rest of the world believes this. We're pushing away from this right now.
Right.
Thank
well, this
God.
Is this is why the Internet of Things is all playing into this, right?
Oh, my. Oh, absolutely. And if the United Nations gets a hold of the control over the internet through the ICANN organization, they will de facto have control over the Internet of Things. Heaven help us, because that will give them an independent source of income, Bill.
Yes. Barack Obama gave it away. He did this in the last, what, 3-4 months of his presidency, just gave it away. Nobody said anything. You know, we say easily $1 trillion. I mean, it's incalculable the amount of money that he just gave away for nothing.
It's incalculable. And it's inconceivable to people how much the Internet of Things is going to mean to the world in the future. Mm-hmm. Every connected device on Earth is going to have its own discrete address that will be cataloged by the ICANN organization. That's what they do. They're cataloging.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine the United Nations having a database of everything in the world is connected? That would mean like all your thermostats, all your refrigerators, all your smartphones, all your, you know, your other electronic devices and stuff, that they would have control over all that stuff in one place at the United Nations. This is just inconceivable.
Well,
devastating.
And Barack Obama gave it right to them, ladies and gentlemen. And you know what, Pat? America just yawned. It just shrugged like nothing.
Yeah. They didn't understand. They just didn't understand the issues. That's unfortunate, but that kind of stuff is like so far ahead of most people's thinking. They're just worried about, well, how can I get my next, my next car, or how, you know, what, my job is in jeopardy, or whatever. They're just thinking about their own local self. They don't get these big issues, but they're hugely important, and we're going to suffer for it. So these are the kinds of trends that are ahead of us that we need to accommodate into our thinking as we do stuff today.
Well, like you say, you got these elites playing chess on multiple levels of chessboards, and we're barely dealing in checkers here. And we need to be aware of what's going on. What other megatrends are you seeing in the coming year that we're going to be exposed, Pat?
The city is the big one. The drive to elevate the city and the concept of city-state is going to be huge. I also think that we're going to see with respect to Trump, that there's going to be a call from the progressive side of the aisle. And that includes liberals, but progressive is kind of something unto itself. But mm-hmm. I think we're going to see a call for the destruction of democracy, as they call it. We're not a democracy, but that's all they see.
Mm-hmm.
There's article after article appearing around the world, plus her press, that democracy is dead, and especially in America. In fact, we were just downgraded, some global body downgraded the United States as democracy in peril or something like that.
Right.
And so if democracy is going, oh, gee, what are we going to replace it with? Well, Dr. Parag Khanna suggests we should replace it with a direct technocracy.
Mm-hmm.
So I see this movement coming. If we can't get rid of Trump, let's get rid of the office. And, you know, we see Trump now as becoming a lightning rod in the world. Every two-bit hater is going to come out and mm-hmm. come against him in such a big way.
Right.
And, you know, I say this is good. On one hand, you bring it on. You know, mm-hmm. we've been itching for this fight for a long time, right?
Right.
Let's get out in the open and bring it on. Let's just get it over.
Yeah, but understand, this is a war. This is a cultural war. This is a war on many levels. And this has kind of been taking place in the shadows. And, if we're going to turn the light on, let's bring it on. Let's get ready, ladies and gentlemen. But look at freedom. We've been spoiled, Pat. We've been spoiled in thinking that freedom is just assumed and we're entitled to it.
That's right. That's right. You know, there was a recent conference the UN had called Habitat 3, and that was all about global cities and stuff. And one of the leaders in the Global Parliament of Mayors, okay, wrote an article, and he said, this is a direct quote, he said, to be blunt, cities are emerging as the de facto sovereigns of the 21st century. Like, oh, really? Well, what is that? You know, I'm not going to say what that means all right now, but, you know, when somebody says something like that, that's on a global stage and everybody's listening to him, okay, I want to know what he means. I want to know what other people think he means.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's kind of a test firing. We're going to throw it out there and see, you know, see how it resonates.
Exactly.
Right.
But we're going to see the United States becoming more and more irrelevant on the global stage as far as people, you know, like the United Nations is concerned. They're going to look at us more and more as like a renegade, like a bunch of nuts. And it's going to be interesting because, you know, we may be a bunch of nuts, but this is our country, right?
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, ladies and gentlemen, look, if you want to stop playing checkers and get in the world of chess, then you got to know what it is that's happening. It's much more than just our jobs. These are mega trends that are real and will be in your zip code very soon. Pat Wood, how do they stay in front of this?
Hey, the best, right now, one of the best places, go to technocracy.news, which is my main website,
mm-hmm.
and they'll find a whole bunch of stuff there that will help them understand what's going on.
Good, smart information for you, ladies and gentlemen. No fake news there. Patrick Wood on Bill Martinez Live. Patrick, thank you as always. Appreciate it.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. Have you